Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
I never really fit in during high school. I wasn't a complete socially inept outcast, but I definitely didn't have a clique or a niche to hang around with. I didn't have a reputation, which luckily means I wasn't the quiet kid either. I had friends, I had bullies, and I would occasionally crack jokes in class. Unfortunately, they were always rude jokes about whatever a teacher was teaching us at the time. So, this resulted in me getting scolded and disliked a lot, which made me a prime target for suspensions and detentions. And this is how my story starts. I don't know what sarcastic comment that I said, but lo and behold, it resulted in me getting an out-of-school suspension for a day. The thing about out-of-school suspensions is that those are probably some of the best, yet worst, punishments.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now at McDonald's, a sausage McMuffin is only $1.50. So stop dreaming about breakfast sausage and go get it. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
I get the day off, but it normally resulted in 12 to 14 hours of constant belittling from my parents. Why can't you just shut up and sleep in class like the other kids? Or, I work until my back is sore to put food on this table just for you to screw off in class and blah blah blah. You know, the standard stuff. So I hatched a plan right after I was given my suspension. I would unplug the phone line early in the morning because no one ever made calls, so no one would even notice the phone hadn't rung all day. Then I would just go for a walk around town and maybe explore the woods that were semi-nearby. I could easily waste a day away in the woods, and the weather seemed fitting for a hike. And thus, that's exactly what I thought would happen. I mean, yes, I did unplug the phone line. My parents were rather old school with technology, and this was back in 2010, so they weren't huge into cell phones at the time. And yes, I did act like I went to school and then walked off into town. But when it came to going into the woods, I was not prepared. I walked out of the gas station with an energy drink that I had bought with some leftover allowance, and headed towards this trail that leads into the wooded area of town. I hopped off the trail and walked for, assumingly, miles into the woods. I really couldn't tell how long I had walked for or how far I had really traveled, but I was definitely nowhere near civilization. Eventually, I came across a small little opening in the woods. Hills seemed to convex into this area and trees seemed to stay clear of it. In reality's sake, it was probably some complex root system that prevented more trees from growing, but it still was pretty cool to see. Pretty cool to see until my eyes stumbled upon this old rusted freezer that sat near the middle of the clearing. I began to wonder if this was a man-made clearing, but it didn't look like any trees were chopped down. Curiosity took its course and I walked up to it, and sure enough, it literally was just some rusted box freezer that you'd find in a garage or basement or something. I started inspecting it before finding this flexible metal hose with a large bolt hanging down at the bottom of it, laying in front of the freezer. Before I could even process it, my brain starts imagining that this bolt could have been used to murder someone or something dark and intrusive. I usually can just shake these thoughts off, but this one in particular rattled me and I felt myself getting scared. Scared, I thought? From a rusty box? Are you kidding me? And so, I pretty much bullied myself into opening the freezer, with a stick that I'd picked up, of course, since the lock wasn't actually securing the freezer's lid. My heart was beating so fast that I thought my chest was going to burst, and I looked inside the freezer. Blood. There was blood everywhere. Blood, entrails, organs, guts, a whole box completely full of gore and rotting meat. I don't even give myself time to close it. I dropped everything and raced right out of there. I kept looking behind to see if someone was giving chase because my brain kept telling me that I was being watched, but no one was behind me. At this point, my thoughts are so full of, you walked upon a murder scene, you're going to be next, and this is all part of their plan. But no, nothing. I ran through the trees, tripped over rocks, scuffed my knees on rocks, and kept racing. I made it out of the woods and onto the trail, where luckily no one was around to see me, because I didn't have a plan. What do I even say? Hello, strangers going for a walk. I'm a dumb teenager who should be in school. Well, technically I should be at home, being absolutely screamed at. But instead, I pulled a huge bluff and now I'm running away from a murderer. By the way, there's a freezer of gore in the middle of the woods, just as a heads up. I start speed walking back to town where I'm fortunate enough to see some buses driving around, meaning I can get back home, blend in with the other students, and act like I'm just getting home from school. But this whole time I can't stop thinking about the freezer, or about why someone would just dump so much gore into a freezer and then abandon it. Did they want it to get found? Like a sick little game to them? It began plaguing my thoughts until maybe 2 days later. See, while I was fighting these thoughts, contemplating whether or not I should report it.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I was also supposed to be at home, being suspended from school, being lectured by my parents for my classroom behavior, and the only way the school will know that I got lectured is from a signed paper from my parents. So imagine the look on their faces, on all of our faces, when one evening, we're all making dinner, my mom walks in with a letter from the school saying that they need to verify that they're aware of my suspension. Well, needless to say, I was screamed at for the rest of that week and into the weekend. I wanted to get around the 12-hour hissy fit just to end up receiving several days of it, an unsettling trauma for months. I'm still afraid to go hiking to this day. When I was around 24, I moved out to an apartment near my college since the dorms were unavailable or just not spacious. However, I quickly realized that renting would be very expensive, especially for a college student. Thankfully, I was actually able to meet up with another student who wanted a buddy, and lucky me, he is a chef in the works and would love to cook every other night without having to pay him. I would basically be his tester and rate his cooking. Our first month together was the best. He made such exotic meals that could only be found at high-end restaurants. Almost every cook night would be something that I would look forward to. However, one Saturday morning, I woke up to some tummy ache. I had to rush to the bathroom and puked. I was actually surprised by this and went to my roommate who was making breakfast. He was surprised to hear this too and checked yesterday's leftovers and didn't see anything bad. I figured that it could have been that I simply ate too much since prior to dinner last night I hit the gym and lifted heavier than usual. Every other night, in no particular pattern, I would experience more belly pain, kind of like both in and on my stomach. I assume my habits of working out hard had to be the reason and eating a lot afterwards, but I also noticed that after eating, I would get so tired and usually go to bed right after, which never happened before moving in with my roommate. I also noticed that he always plated my food for me, and if I tried to help or pour it myself, he would tell me that I would ruin his masterpiece. I can understand what he means, but it still made me a little suspicious. I finally decided to open up about this and talk to a close friend. She told me that she would stay with me for the night because I was suspicious that he was doing something to me, but couldn't figure out if he really was. Now, mind you, I know that I would probably move out and find another place to live, but I still had a few months in the lease, and I didn't really have enough money to just leave. So that night, everything went as usual. I came home from the gym, came home and had dinner with my roommate. But as I'm finishing up, my friend shows up and I pretend that I forgot to mention that my girlfriend, not really, but just to make it believable, was sleeping over. And surprisingly, my roommate took this very well. It was about that time that I started to get tired and I went to my room and soon fell asleep. So this is the perspective from my friend. She also went into my room and saw that I was fast and in a deep sleep. And she knows very well that I'm a light sleeper, and in fact, breathing hard enough could wake me up. But she was patting and shaking me, and I just wouldn't budge. Now, hours later, my friend woke up to the sound of the door opening. She stayed still, but from her original position, could see the door, and from adjusting to the darkness, she could see someone peeking in. At least 5 minutes passed by, and whoever it was, most likely the roommate, left and didn't come back the rest of the night. When I woke up, I didn't feel any sort of pain, and my friend told me everything and was worried my roommate was the cause of my pain. So for a week, I decided to stay with her, and occasionally I would get texts from my roommate of when I was coming back, and they would send pics of their delicious food. As much as I wanted to stay with my friend, I couldn't because she lived far from the college, and it was a hassle traveling far. She doesn't attend the same college. However, she gave me the idea of buying some secret spy camera that looked like a regular thing. So I bought 2 small wall clocks and 2 charger plugs. The layout of my room when looking from above is basically doors on the upper left side of the room, TV and small table it stands on is also left center side, bed is on the right back corner of the room, and closet is at the front center of the room. I set 1 clock to face the door, other clock right side of the closet to face me, end of bed, 1 charger plug on table connected from extension cord to face me, side of bed, and the other on another extension cord on a bed facing me from top. I had a bad feeling having 2 clocks and 2 extension cords in my room would be suspicious, but hopefully he wouldn't notice. Night came, and same routine. I went to bed that night and woke up at around the same time with my belly aching. I then logged into my laptop and reviewed the footage. What I saw was that he did in fact enter my room with something in his hand. He came in as if I wasn't home, and what my friend said was right. It was like I was dead asleep. He pulled the blankets off of me and began with rubbing me before revealing the object to be a toy. He proceeded to torture me while whispering something that sounded like how he wishes I loved him and why he can't do this to me when I'm awake.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
I think this all lasted for like half an hour before switching to another for a few and left the room. And I was in complete shock. That I went straight to the bathroom and puked in the shower till I swear my stomach was completely empty. For the record, I'm not gay, and I don't have anything against them, but after seeing the footage, I sort of started to feel a fear towards them. I never ate another meal from him ever since, and as much as I could, I would either sleep at a friend's house or have them over. I never spoke to my roommate the same, and he noticed this and tried to sit down with me as if he's concerned for me, but I always brought up excuses that I'm late for something. I talked to my friend about this, and she forced me to speak with the college. I really didn't want to talk about this, but I eventually did, and I even showed them the footage. I don't know what happened to my roommate afterwards, but he was evicted from the apartment and probably expelled from the school. I don't know if he went to prison, but I hope he did. And sometimes I hope he gets the same experience of what he did to me. My college was very safe. The worst that happened was some crazy drunk frat boys get the police called on them for mischief or something. It was your typical campus fitted with those blue boxes where you can call for an emergency. Now, when I walked around campus, I'd often scroll through Reddit or Instagram. I know it was stupid, but don't judge me, I was just a college student. Anyway, this particular night, it was dark out, but only about 7 p.m. There were lots of other students walking around, and the campus was pretty well lit. Yet for some reason, I didn't go on my phone this time. I just had this feeling that something was off. I couldn't quite place it, but in the back of my head, I felt like something bad was going to happen. The walk continued normally, and by the time I got back to my dorm, I had begun to laugh at myself. Now, these were apartment-style dorms you entered from the outside via a pathway. The feeling from before returned, and this time, I was hit by a sudden feeling of intense fear, much stronger than before. I looked around the common area and noticed a light coming from my room. Something told me not to investigate, and instead I muttered, "Seriously? I forgot it?" and went back outside. I felt a bit paranoid for the next few minutes, crouching down behind the window like a crazy person. I began to think that I was just being weird when I heard footsteps. I slowly peeked into the window to see a man I didn't know coming out of my room and pouring himself a glass of soda. He brought it back with him and disappeared again. I stayed there for what felt like forever, until about an hour passed and I heard footsteps again. He was headed to the front door, and I bolted to the stairway. I climbed to the floor above and waited a few minutes before returning. Sure enough, he was gone, and when I entered my dorm, I no longer had a bad feeling. I checked the place thoroughly and found nothing out of the ordinary, until I laid down to go to bed a few hours later and felt something weird under the covers. I jolted up and turned on the lights to find a few condoms wrapped in plastic. I'm not sure what would have happened, but I'm fairly certain now that somebody was waiting to do God knows what to me. I didn't recognize this man from class, but he definitely was about my age. I don't know how he knew me, but the thought that I could have been stalked without realizing it struck me hard. I never saw that man again, and I never got the same feeling on campus. Somehow I subconsciously knew that something was wrong. I have no clue how, and maybe there's an explanation. But that bad feeling may have saved my life. Over 4 years ago, I went to work at a warehouse in the small town that I'm from. I decided to leave after my health started to get worse physically and I was diagnosed with a panic disorder and severe anxiety after the situation that I'm about to tell you. This changed the way that I developed friendships after that job, that's for certain. So I started this job on April Fool's Day of 2018, which was odd to me, and I had no kind of high expectation of the job. All I wanted to do was my job, get paid, and go home as I had two children at home and many things that I could work on there. The job wasn't hard, and it made pretty good money for all the duties considered, so I really couldn't complain. I worked second shift for about 5 months, and I went to day shift. While working on second shift, I kept to myself mostly until one day, I met someone from one of the lines after we struck up a conversation about gaming. For the sake of anonymity, we'll call him JF. Well, JF was a pretty good guy, and we had a lot of things in common. I went home that night, and he popped up as a suggested friend on Facebook. Again, another oddity. So I decided to add him. When I did, we started talking more at work until he suggested that we should hang out, so we did hang out, and pretty frequently. We were friends for about a month at this point, and one day, he decided that he was going to introduce me to his partner. She seemed decent at first, super nice, didn't seem to be a judgmental type, so I was cool with her. From then on, I would hang out with them when my kids were spending time with my mother. One time, we were talking at a restaurant and he started to vent to me. "Dude, she's terrible sometimes. Like the other day I forgot to take the trash out and she threatened to stab me if I didn't. I've never been in a relationship where someone's actually threatened me, but she's got good intentions, you know?" When he said that to me, I was concerned, but of course, we've only been friends for about a month, so I thought that maybe he was just being sort of morbid, probably joking, and I sort of chuckled at him. He gave me a pretty serious look and said, "I'm not joking. She really did." and that specifically concerned me. Now fast forward about 8 months, they're still together and we all hang out pretty regularly, forgetting the things that he told me then. And one day, we were all talking and he seemed a little off that day, so I asked him what was wrong in front of her. He flashed a smirk and said, "Nothing, dude, I'm just a little tired." He didn't have his eyes on me though. He had them on her when I asked. When we went to work the next day, I asked him again, and he responded, "Do you promise to keep this between us?" "Of course," I agreed. He said that he was breaking up with her and she went a little crazy. He said that she grabbed her gun and pointed it at him and said, "If I can't have you then, no one will." He said that he defused the situation and is trying to look for a way out. Not really knowing what to say, I just said, "You'll figure it out, man. If you need somewhere to go, then you can come stay with me until you get her out of the house, you know?" Fast forward to another year, he finally decided to leave her. When he did, she flipped out again. This time he told her over text. She said that she was going to find him and kill him, and he was actually out at work that day with a vacation day. He sent me a text that said, "Hey, let me know if she comes over to work looking for me, okay?" And that struck me as odd because I had no idea of the situation that was unfolding. She actually did come to our job and she asked me where he was, and I said, "I have no idea. I thought he was with you guys. You went out of town or something." All she did was roll up her window and drive off. I called him and told him that she came by and he called the police about it. They had found her up the road with a loaded gun in the car. 2 months later, he decided to talk to her again, and when he did, he had something to tell me. When he called me, he asked if I had seen her around and I said I hadn't, and he says, "I would take some vacation days if I were you." Dumbfounded, I asked him why, and he said to me,
"Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Because she's out of jail, and her cousins are in town trying to find the people that she has personal vendettas with. You're one of them." At that point, I was terrified. I grabbed my kids and went out of town, took 2 weeks off of work. Come to find out that the next day, her and her cousins went to the next town over and shot 3 people in an apartment and killed them. I got the news about it the day after it happened. The reason why he knew that they were coming after me is because they made a Facebook Messenger group that he was included in and sent a list of names. Everyone regarded it as spam and decided to disregard the message, but he knew what it was. 3 of the names on that list were the people that they shot. The 4th name on that list was mine. After they found the evidence and he decided to go public about the group and screenshots that he had, they were all charged with first-degree murder. From then on, I was very careful about who I would stick my neck out for, because even though he knew the context of that list and her intentions, he decided to not inform anyone else of what was going on.
Our official merch store is finally here. If you want to support more of our channel, check out our merch shop. The link is in the description down below. See you on the next video.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.